Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's episode of the Relax Guardians podcast. I'm your host, Agamikai, joined as always by my co-host, Sebs. Before I get to Sebs, thank you everyone for reviewing, for rating us on Podbean, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. We love to see it. Really helps us out. Yes, I'm thanking the people. You can...
Have we had reviews?
Yeah, people have been reviewing, people leaving ratings. It's been great.
Ooh, let's read them. What are they?
Get them. I haven't got them up in front of me.
All right.
I'll read next week, I promise.
So, I am dying. I think my chest is coming out of my fucking face because I am absolutely fucking
chest
dying.
Chest is coming out of your face.
Something's coming out of something. Orifice or something like that.
Just poop. You'll feel so much better.
So my missus is in on an operation. Don't worry, everybody. It's a pretty basic one.
Mm.
So I then decided, I said, oh, look, I had to get all my jobs into one. So like as like jobs after one, after the other. I tried, because what I don't want to do is when I'm off looking after the missus, that my boss phones me up and goes, hey, mate, do you think you can do this job? And I'm like, oh, I can't, mate, because I have to do this. I have to look after the wife, obviously. So I'm in Victoria now. And I was like, I'm going to put Destiny on my laptop. It's a work laptop. It is a Toughbook thing, so it hasn't got a GPU in there. It's just a CPU. And so I was like, all right. So I 86 meg or whatever, 86 gig or whatever the fuck it is. I had to delete a shit ton of stuff off my computer just to even get it on.
Ooh.
I managed to like put, I delete 100 gig off my computer by doing all this stuff and cleaning it up. And so I downloaded it and away it went. So it took a day. I left her all night and I went to work and I come back the next day and I jumped on it and I was like, yes, I can play Destiny on my laptop. I don't have to lug this PlayStation 4 around with me and have trouble with it onto the TV. So yep. I loaded it up last night and it's like playing Doom on the Nintendo.
No.
It's fucking shocking.
No.
Yeah, it is a pixelated to fucking bag. It is the worst that I've ever seen Destiny in my life.
Oh my god.
But it's throwing out 200 frames a second. I can't turn the resolution down anymore. I can't do 720p on it. It won't let me turn it down anymore. To see if I can get better running out of it. So I've reduced the frames down to like 140. So it's like PlayStation 5 type of thing.
Yeah.
And it's still pixelated to hell and back. I do not know what the fuck is going on with it. And I went on there last night and I'm tired because I'm ill.
Yeah.
I'm tired and I played. I was like, God. And I was like trying to get my controller to work. But it kept switching over to keyboard.
Yeah, PlayStation's not the best for Steam connection. Apparently Xbox controllers are better.
Yeah, so but if you there is a thing that you can download and put it on. But I phoned up my guy in the office. I was like, hey mate, any chance you're gonna need more memory there? And he's like, how much do you want? I was like, a terabyte?
Fuck.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh fuck. Because I just haven't got any memory on it. Now Destiny's on there.
Yeah.
It's got no memory whatsoever. It's fucking savage. Because memories for Destiny's a fucking savage. It's a big, savage game.
Well, unfortunately, that's average. That's not big.
No, because Sea of Thieves, 40 gig. New World, 40 gig. What's the other one?
Yeah, but you take like Horizon and God of War and Call of Duty and Battlefield and like a lot more bigger multiplayer games. They're like 100 gig plus.
Bigger average. Than New World. New World is huge.
Nah.
New World had 60 versus 60
New
wars.
New World ain't as big as Destiny, mate. Don't even try it.
No, but I was just saying. But it's just a fucking savagey massive download.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. And my boss, my tech guy was like, oh, do you want me to jump in there and have a look at your computer? I was like, it's not on, mate. It's not on. Because I didn't want to see the Destiny download going on. Because
oh,
it's like
true.
Such a monster. Because he just turned around and told me to get rid of it. So I was like, oh, I'll just buy a terabyte worth of memory in
it's
there.
An
and
Anthem.
Just, Oh, I haven't got Twitch up. Yeah. So then I've been in work. And I've been going to this job, and I've been smashing this job out. And I rocked up here. So my boss goes, "Get there Monday morning." So I got there Monday morning. So I left Earth Monday morning at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Drove down to Sydney, caught a taxi, caught a plane. Off I went into things. So landed where in Victoria, got my car, got some food, drove straight into the job. So I went, go straight into the job. Rocked up there, 12 o'clock. The guy goes, "Oh, I wasn't expecting you until tomorrow."
Oh.
I was like, "Oh, can I give a start? Can I do a start? Because I want to get it done really quickly." He goes, "No, mate, there's no permit for you." And I'm like,
"What?
There's no permit. You have to have a permit to start work."
Sure. And yeah.
He goes, "There's no permit." I was like, "Shit. Fuck.
Shit. Shit." And I was like, "Shit."
Yeah. And I was like, "All right, I'll have to come back tomorrow." And I was like, "Fuck." And so I did the job and I smashed the first day, but the second day things were fucked up. And so I struggled on the second day just because it's just what it was. Comes this morning, I say, "Look, I'll rock up this morning and see what's going on." They turn and goes, "Oh yeah, we got all the parts for you." And I was like, "Oh, I'm just gonna check these parts." And they're like, "Yeah, we got no parts for you."
What?
I was like, "Shit." Yeah, because they have them in big storage units or in big warehouses. And then they have all the numbers on there. And you go, "Oh, I don't think you got these guys. I don't think you got these numbers."
Ah. Oh.
And I was like, and they go, Yeah, we got like 40 of them. I was like, "Yeah, you got 40 of the wrong ones."
I was
like, "Shit, all right, you're gonna have to get take all these things off, put them in a box and send them." He goes, "Can you do that?" And I was like, okay, I'm leaving at 10 o'clock because I have to drive because the missus is going into the operation."
Yeah,
come 10 o'clock. I was like, "Got as much as done." Phone the guy. I was like, "Mate, I got this. I can't do any of the others because they're not coming off properly. I have to go." And he's like, "Yeah, mate, no worries. Yeah, no worries." I was like, "Are you sure I can go now? Because I can't come back." Yeah, no worries. Got an hour up the road, bang, phone call, the big boss man going, "Oh, do you reckon you could come back? Because this job needs to be done." I was like, "Mate, I'm out. I can't go. You're going to have to wait a couple of weeks now."
Yeah.
It's just not happening.
Yeah.
Landed you. Mrs. goes, "Oh, we got a cabinet. We just bought this cabinet. Can you go and pick it up 20 minutes up the road?" And I was like, "Fuck's sake." So I drove up the road 20 minutes, pitch black now. By set, this is about fucking 6:30 now. Yeah. Drove up the road. Guy comes out, give me hands to put this cabinet on. This cabinet's fucking massive. Mrs. goes, are you gonna take it off?" I was like, "No." It's literally on the back of my ute, just stuck there like that.
Strapped on the back down. Of
my ute. And I have to try and take it off myself tomorrow.
Get the creepy neighbor who just stares at you all day when you're mowing the lawn. He'll give you a good lift.
No, he's good. That guy's no. I wouldn't go for him. He's what's called. He takes my bins out.
Oh, so he's all good. He'll give you a lift.
Yeah, and then obviously Gamma Trap, our photo of Gamma Trap that came in.
Yes.
I don't know if I could put it in.
Yeah, share your screen quickly.
Let me share my screen. So this is off Gamma Trap, guys. I think it's
make sure you hide your Destiny download so no one sees it.
Yeah. It's that one.
There it is. Yep.
Yep. So it's that, guys. So this is for Season of the Redacted.
Yeah.
So I got Gamma Trap to do that, which is fucking awesome.
Yes, indeedy.
We're gonna put these on t-shirts and after we do it.
And undies.
Yep, and we're gonna put them on thing. And then also, what I didn't expect is I got my looks dirty though. And then I got Steel Series mouse pad coming as well.
The Destiny Steel Series crossover mouse pad. What is that like cord on the end of it? What is it?
It's a USB, all the side lights up.
Yeah, but like what's on the other side of it? Where does the cord go into for the mouse pad? That's got a button on it there. What does that do? Is that a charger for something?
No, it's just a...
Is it just a power button?
Just a power system, I think. Yeah, so that's all come today. So I'm like, yeah, presents for Sevs. Presents for Sevs.
Presents for Sevs. You'll take that one off of you.
Well, yeah, it was on the thing. I wasn't expecting it, to be honest, because Bungie's a fucking nightmare.
Well, that's not through Bungie. Stuff. That's through SteelSeries, not through Bungie. It's the difference.
No, it was SteelSeries sold out. You could only get them through Bungie.
Yeah. Still, they would have them like separated stock, but SteelSeries would be the people that ship it still.
Oh, right. There we go.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a look. Let's have a look at the piece of paper.
Let's have a look at the piece of paper.
Let's have a look. I'm going to prove you wrong.
It's just got a letter saying, we ship this. Love you, Bungie. Yeah.
Bungo. Yep. Prism XL Destiny Gaming Mat. I'll set that up tomorrow. But yeah, that's it. That's my fucking week. And I'm fucking dying. I'm so fucking ill. And the missus is going in for the operation, so I have to look after the kids for fucking 2 months. Or a month, I should say, or something. God damn it.
Time doubles when you're solo.
Yeah, so I couldn't even get on last night.
Neither could I.
I wanted to get on to see what the fuck was going on with Kyatle.
Yeah.
But I couldn't even get on. So I don't know what the fuck we're going to talk about today.
Neither do I, because I didn't get on either. I got called into work last night, and they fucking emailed me and they're like, look, we need your help with this one. Bear in mind, this is going to be a big job. And I was like, oh, fuck. They said it's going to be a big job in the past and it's been like a couple of hours. And usually I can get home like 10 o'clock, maybe midnight at the latest. Anyway, I get there. And the guy I'm working for is like, yeah, you're not getting home until like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, well, what the fuck do you mean? He's like, yeah. So we're building this massive pirate ship in the middle of a shopping center. And I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do that. Well, I'm here now. Fuck, I guess I better do it. So we had like, most of the time we have maybe like 6 max on a job like this. We had 17 people on this fucking thing. And wow, we still took us that fucking long. Ridiculous. Yes. Fucking huge. And it's still not done. It's still fucking going. It's just, it's fucking shit. But yeah, so wow. I didn't get to get on last night either to do the story mission. I haven't watched fucking Kenobi yet. I haven't watched The Boys from last week. I'm behind on everything. I'm like, I've blocked out social media. I'm stressing that people are going to spoil shit.
Well, yeah, like I didn't even, like I said, I wish I got on, like, but I was just absolutely fucking dying.
Just wrecked.
Like, this cough is fucking killing me. Like, and I'm like, ooh, I got COVID. I got 7 days off. But it's not. It's not fucking COVID. Every time I check myself, it's like, you were just fucking ill, man.
Yeah, that's just, you're fucked.
Fucking ill.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
You know what we can talk about? We can talk about fucking trials. No, we're not going to talk about trials.
We talked about trials last week, though.
Yeah, no, it's the same shit. It's back to the normal matchmaking now. Now everyone's having a shit time. No one.
I tried it. Yeah. I tried to play last week, and it was what I hate. And I like, if you go, what they should have in trials is they should have singles every week.
Yeah. A freelance,
you should have
a
solo fucking queue in every week, because if you are not a solo queuer, every time you go in, you get fucking smashed by a 3-stack every fucking time, and they just fucking walk all over you.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Like, it just can't, for people who want to play the game by themselves, you just can't have non-solo queue. It's just fucking impossible. Because I was like, I come on, and it was like one of those nights where people are doing other things, and I thought, I'm just gonna just chill out, don't have any jump into chats and all that sort of stuff, and just play. But it was just impossible. Like, if you're not in a team and you're not like
communicating
and stuff, I was like, I just want the 50 wins. That's all I want, is just to get to 50 wins. And I barely got 9 all night. And it was just fucking impossible.
It's insane, isn't it? You just like, feel like you're banging your head against the wall. Like, man, that 50 wins. Like, looking back on it now, I thought that 50 wins would be all right. But sort of experiencing it now, 50 wins is so much.
Yeah.
For people, like, that's 50 round wins, which is a bit like different to say, but it's like, that's 50 round wins of, like, you could have, that's fucking 10 games of going 5-0 in your favor. And that's a perfect run. So that's a flawless run and then some. And you're expected to do that at least. And then it's like, what about all of those games, all that time in the middle that you just don't win anything? Like,
yeah,
we've had long ass streaks of just, we just got fucking, and like you're a solo, like you just get slammed and slammed and slammed and there's nothing you can do. So you don't feel like you're making any progress still. Like, sure, you got the trials, engram going up, but if you're not getting any new loot, that engram just decrypts into old shit.
Yeah.
That's like...
Yeah, it just doesn't make... It's just very difficult to feel excited. Like, I'm excited because of the armor. I'm excited because I saw the warlock armor, the warlock. I got the chest piece with all the chains and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, that is fucking cool.
Yeah.
But then when you're getting fucking trounced continuously for 10, 11 games, you're like, oh, well, I don't particularly need this in my fucking life right now to have some cunt just fucking teabag you into oblivion, you know?
Yeah. And that 50 rounds win idea is like, it feels like it's the thought process behind making that was, it'll make players want to play trials more over the weekend. But like, if you don't have a good start, you're not going back into trials that weekend. You know what I mean? Like, if you start off and just get fucking stomped off for the first two or three games, you just go, I'm out for this weekend. I don't want to do it. And so it's just like, I know flawless pool, people are like, oh, flawless pool isn't open, so we'll wait till later in the week. There's people who don't wait till later in the week and they get bodied and then they just don't play when the flawless pool's open. So it just gets like more and more shrunk down as the weekend goes on. Just not even like a statistic thing. It's just people in general. They just don't want to get fucking smashed.
Yeah. No. It's just, I just...
Just hard. It's just hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to matchmake for that because the flawless pool idea is a form of skill-based matchmaking. And then there is a bit of skill-based matchmaking when they match you based on your wins, which is the way it's supposed to work right now. So, like...
But I didn't even have any fucking wins. I didn't have wins. Mm. And people are fucking flawless.
Yeah. Well, they're just farming you.
Like, how the fuck are you getting this? Like,
yeah,
why?
It just feels,
where does
yeah,
it come
off.
From?
It just feels off. I don't really know how to fix it. Everyone just says, go back to that first weekend that we had when it was brand new trials and it was just based on connection-based matchmaking. That's what we had at the start of the season. When trials first came back and it broke. Everyone, yeah, this is the way it goes. And maybe that's the answer. You know, we've had two times now, but they've been anomalies. It hasn't been like we've done this consistently enough to properly test this. You know, it's almost like we're still in the honeymoon phase of that matchmaking style, so we don't really know. It's so hard. It's so hard to tell.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. It's an absolute fucking nightmare. Mm. Because I don't know, man. I don't know. The armor is not there enough to like drag me in kicking and screaming to things. Like, you get like what they're saying now is the scout rifle is the way to go for the new Nightfalls.
Shayers, not Shayers, what is that?
No, whatever it is. Whatever.
Yeah.
Aetherium or whatever. Aetherium or some shit like that.
Aisha's Embrace? Arthras's Embrace? Something like that.
Arthras, yeah, I think that's what it is. And it's, look, I've got one.
Mm-hmm. Same. I got an adept roll. And like, it's fine. I do want to do more. I'm doing some more Night Mauls. I'm so tired.
Yeah, it's all mine.
Nightfalls and everything now, and I'm back on my regular streaming schedule again. Well, I was, and then Hayes got the flu, and the kids have got the flu. So it's just been a fucking bad house here this week.
The missus is in the hospital tomorrow, so I'm just coming back tomorrow. I'm going to put the kids to bed.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to sit in you, and I'm going to do raids.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some dungeons.
I look forward to my Friday raids, hey.
And then Saturday, I'm going to do some editing. Mm. And then Sunday, I'm going to role play a game with one of the guests on Season of the Redacted to get him up to speed.
Oh,
so
God.
When you do get to him.
Sex bomb.
Yep. And then, so we got all that. And then that's it. Basically, fuck.
Sex, Bob, arm. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I got this. I've got fucking things to paint. I got things to do. I got things to make for the bloody game.
What are you looking? Okay, so we've got Solstice coming. Okay, we've got two more weeks of Sever, including this. We've got this Sever that we haven't done yet. We got next week's Sever. And then it's Solstice, surely, right?
Yeah.
Do you reckon anything new comes with Solstice this year? New event? Because they sort of revamped Guardian games, didn't they? With the Nightfall system and everything? And the way
we did matchmaking? Well, they've revamped the leveling of the armor. We know that.
Oh, yeah. We're changing the way we do stats.
Yeah.
Oh, so we haven't talking about that that Solstice card that you have to purchase separately.
What? What? Huh?
A couple of weeks ago when they announced that Solstice is coming back.
They revamped the name.
Yeah, it's just called Solstice now. Hashtag job done. Well done. So there's two versions of Solstice that you have access to now. There's the free version, and then there's the you pay for this version. You pay for a Solstice card, and that gives you access to certain loot that you don't get included with your season pass or the deluxe edition. It's a brand new. It's a whole other separate purchase. Yeah.
Pancakes always hated Solstice. I like the armor, but
I've always liked armor. Okay, I enjoyed the EAZ when it first came around, and then it hasn't.
What do you mean you have to purchase a fucking card?
Yeah, it's a brand, like you have to pay for a whole other separate piece of Solstice to get like the Solstice armor and everything, all the loot from it. Yeah, seriously.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. I'm really confused on it too. Because if they're making us do this, they sure as shit better hope they've fucking done something new with the EAZ. Or something. Like, because that zone fucking sucks now. Like, it is so old.
What?
Yeah, it is air quotes free to play shit, but Solstice is included with the season that, well, I feel like it should be included with the season that it comes out in. Just like we didn't have to buy anything brand new or pay separately for Guardian games or what's the fucking Halloween event or the Dawning. Like, that's all included for those seasons, you know?
But do you think they've gone 30th anniversary, people played for the 30th anniversary, let's people play for this?
But the 30th anniversary was a dungeon that you paid for.
Yeah.
And an armor set, right? That Zer, that whole Zer game show thing was free. So unless we're paying for something that we can access, like an exclusive playlist, that's a brand new thing, which even then I don't think is really right. You know? Because it's weird, like the whole event. Like,
what's the loot though?
What do you pay for? The armor.
You don't have to pay for the armor though.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Where is this? Where is this information?
It's in a TWAB from a few weeks ago.
Right, let me fucking look because I don't fucking trust you.
I'm serious.
Right.
I'm deadly serious.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, if you ever Google it, you'll find it. Extra cosmetics. Even then.
Like,
I'm pretty sure it's like something to do more. Like, you might get the base looking armor, but like, yeah, there's a cosmetic layer to it that's added on that was always included, at least purchasable for Bright Dust through Eververse.
The Warlock always gets fucking gypped, though. That dirty fucking Bond.
Nah.
Fucking shit. Like, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at one now, and it's like the the Titan gets that cool little fucking towel. The Hunter gets this thing that looks like a castle on his back, Cloak of Bacchus. And it's all these tendrils coming off it.
Yeah, that's the exotic cloak. Oh no, it's a legendary cloak that pairs with the exotic helmet.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
And then Mark of the Fallen Star, which is a thing. And then we get Oh yeah, you get a shitty bond. Bond of Battle Harmony. Who uses fucking Battle Harmony? It's fucking shit.
Who uses Mask of Backrest anymore, to be honest? Not a lot of people.
Oh, okay, well. I'm not
a I don't think I've seen a Backrest dodge in Crucible. Maybe since fucking Void 3.0 dropped. It's been a while.
Okay.
But we'll see. Twab, two weeks before the season dropped.
2 weeks before the season dropped.
Potentially. But yeah, so... I don't like it. I don't like... If the idea is to get you to spend more money, it's like... We've always had the option to spend the silver on the cosmetics that are available through Solstice, which is fine. Like, because silver is a part of the game. It's a free-to-play game. They got to make their fucking money somehow. I'm all for it.
Well, they earn bank, man. I don't think they fucking cry enough for cash.
Well, I don't really know how their financial divisions work, but like the way I see it, Silver's supporting the way that the game works, so I'm fine with that. But then to split it again is like, it, I don't know, it feels almost greedy, like close to it.
All right, here we go. All right.
1 million, so, which means purposes, plus seasons and silver. Then
another new feature coming to Solstice is an activity in the European aerial zone called Bonfire Bash, where guardians will be building and stoking what can only be described as a paracausal bonfires. While the enemies of summer fun, including a taken Cabal hive and fall, will be tempted to crash the party and extinguish the fires. In your mission to guard the flames from wave after wave of incoming enemies, it made it easier to traverse the EAZ, adding floating islands and removing building barriers for maximum maneuverability. Looking for more Solstice armor grips? At Bonfire Bash, we get a closer launch of Solstice, introducing the event card.
Here we go.
With our Solstice event, we introduce a new feature called the Event Card. In much the same way, Seasonal Challenges introduce an easy-to-understand and find list of goals you complete in the Seasonal Event Card. Does the same with Destiny 2's annual event. When Solstice begins, players will gain access to this Event Card, which includes new points of interest to explore, including event challenges, event seal titles, unique event rewards. Every card will be available for free to all players. Every event card will be available for free to all players and can be accessed by interacting with Eva Levante in the tower via a quest tab right next to the season challenges. Event cards and the associated challenges and rewards can be accessed for the entire event before disappearing once the corresponding events. Now, You don't have to pay for anything.
No, keep going.
Let's take a look at some of the individual event cards, like season challenges, event cards, blah, 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 event seals and titles. Starting Salt, this year the event come with seal players complete as well as guild. Completing these seals will simply compile the event challenges. Available one standard seal. Alright. Guild event seals will require completion and additional triumphs that will only become available once the standard seal has been completed. Guilding lasts until the event begins again the following year. There is also a new multi-event seal that event-loving players will be able to work towards. Starting with Solstice players. Upgrading event cards. Here we go. New event means that new event themed cosmetics for guardians to customize the experience. While these items have traditionally been part of the Avarice store, with the upcoming Solstice event, we will curate a collection of these items as unique rewards through the event card itself. These rewards will only be available through the event card during this initial release. But like most of our cosmetics, there's always a chance they'll become available again via Avarice at a future date. While the event card and event challenges rewards are free for all players, acquiring these extra cosmetics rewards will require players to purchase the event upgrade event card. Upgrading the event card will cost 1,000 silver. And immediately grants players an exotic reward bundle.
See what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
The overall value of these upgraded event cards is somewhat, but expectantly... expected to regularly exceed 3,000 silver. So
they're trying to pitch it as it's cheaper for you to do it this way.
Yeah.
But if it's cheaper for you to do it this way, why is it being done this way? Why isn't the bundle just released as a bundle through the store?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you got Hot Dog Eating Champ, Exotic Emote, Instant. Stunning Exotic Ghost Shell, Exotic Ghost Shell. Iris Gossamer, Legendary Shader. Skateboard and Emote, Legendary Emote. Wow.
Yeah. That feels fucked to me. That feels off. Why separate that out? And like they even say like it's never been a thing that they release these cosmetics later again as separate items. Like that's how fucking Destiny works, and that's fine. But again, if they're coming out later anyway, why not just release a bundle separate to Solstice? Why is this gonna be like a Solstice upgraded event card tie-in?
The thing is though, you can see what all right. I'm going to be the devil's advocate. Okay?
Burn him.
Pancake, this will be way before PlayStation even got in there, mate, to be honest. I doubt there's anything
to do.
PlayStation
either, by the way. They got partnered.
Yeah. So I'm going to be a devil's advocate, okay? Because people love the extra rewards. People love that shit.
Yeah.
And you can still do the free to... You can still do the free thing. You can still do Solstice, and you can get the armor, and you can get... You can get the armor, you can get all that, you can get all the shiny armor and stuff, but people always love that extra bit that you can turn on, just pay the extra and get this exotic, get these specialized things.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand why people would do it, and it's given the option. You don't have to do it. They're not turning on and go, you can't play Solstice until you buy this event card. They're going, you can play Solstice, but if you want extra shit, there it is. You got the option. You don't have to pay it because everything else is free. You don't have to buy it, but it's there if you fucking want it. And you got emote hunters. You got fucking emblem hunters and stuff like that. We'll be like, woohoo, fuck yeah, this is what I want to fucking do. Like, I can understand it.
I can understand that too. And I can understand pandering to your silver buyers and your emote hunters and everything. I don't like the fact that it is tied to Solstice in such a direct way. If it was just a bundle and they brought it out, I'm like, fuck it, whatever, this is there. Because they do bundles all the fucking time.
But it's not tied to Solstice. It's
the upgraded event card. And that's what feels off to me. Is it's like...
Are you going to buy it?
No, I'm not going to buy this upgraded event fucking card.
Bollocks.
Fuck no. I'm against it.
I'm going to buy it.
Just, of course you fucking are. I don't buy a lot with silver, I'll be honest. I like the ornament
I bought
sets.
The dog. I bought the dog.
But the dog was a charity thing, so I don't feel bad about that. I like some of the ornaments that you can buy. Like I bought the Gunslinger Solar set because it's for Solar 3.0. I thought it was really fucking cool. Yeah. Again, it was just a fucking bundle on its own. I would be fine if this bundle came out.
But how much did you pay for that bundle?
1,200 silver. That's what I mean.
But you paid 1,200 silver for one set of armor. This is exotic emotes. This is all of the stuff that you can have.
Yeah, like, but it has nothing to do with the event. But it's tied to the event, so
it does. It's tied to this season.
Yeah, but that's fine. What I'm saying is that if it's tied to this season, call it something to do with this season and release it.
So you think you won't be able to use the stuff after the event?
No, you'll still be able to use it after. I'm saying this bundle doesn't need to be so ingrained in the Solstice event to try and push this event. I'm saying if this bundle is fine, release the bundle. That's fine. Don't call it the upgraded event card because it's not upgrading your event card. It's not doing anything for the event. It's just a bunch of emotes and bright dust, emotes and ghost shells.
Well, it might do. It might have the ability to do the triumphs just easier.
That's pay to win.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See what I mean?
Well, have you heard the issue with Diablo?
Diablo Immortal, where you had to pay $10 million or live for 700 years to fucking level up your character.
Yeah. So there was a guy. There was a guy. So what? So like it's slightly off topic about fucking pay to win. So there was a guy. So what they would do in Diablo, pay to win people would get put against non-pay to win people. So you couldn't beat them unless you paid to win.
Yep.
So they had all these guys, like you'd have like 10 to 10. And there'd be 10 people who pay to win.
Yep.
And there's a guy on TikTok and he got asked by Blizzard a cease and desist because he was literally playing and he goes, this is what I've spent. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah,
this is what I've got. And it, like, he paid, like, he bought, like, everything, like, $500.
Yep.
And he got a cease and desist letter because he was just tearing these people apart.
Yep.
Like, I don't like play to win. I don't like play to win.
Play to win, yeah, no, it's fucked. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't want this bundle to be become a standard for Destiny, because that's a very slippery slope very quick.
But it's not, it's like...
But it is, because this is what happened with not, the Taken armor back in Destiny just, 1. This is what it's happened.
But it just offers you that, oh, do you want this? Because you got emote people. You got fucking that's emote fine. People.
Make it an emote bundle. Call it the emote bundle. I don't give a fuck. Call it the fucking hooligans pack with skateboarders and a little fucking graffiti goddamn spray can. I don't give a shit. Don't call it the Solstice event card upgrade when it doesn't upgrade your event card.
Well, it might do, because you might get better rolls on dropped armor.
If you get better rolls because you're paying for it, that's pay to win.
Oh, yeah.
If it does anything to improve your chances in Solstice,
yeah,
it's pay to win.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, I got that. Yeah, I got that.
Like, that's why I'm worried. And, like, people were saying this back in Destiny 1, because the first time we got cosmetics, there was one set of armor, it made your Guardian look like a Taken. Like, you were all Taken fight and everything. I never bought that. I was on the train of, this is going to lead to all cosmetics being tied behind paywalls, and we're never going to be able to get any of the cool-looking armor again. Because, like, it used to be you do the raid, you get the glowing ornaments, everything was all earnable. Iron Banner had its own earnable ornament set and everything. It looked fucking awesome. And then Destiny 2 came out. Eververse Sword came out. Silver came out. And then there was that whole leveling cap and silver and Bright Dust grinding cap and everything. Like, Bungie got called out. Like, they were slowing down how much you could earn, you know?
Yeah.
Eververse has been a fucking tightrope of issues since the Taken armor came out. And if this comes out and it goes, it's a Solstice event pack, oh, it's only emotes. Oh, but it kind of gives you, if you use the emote during the bonus season, during the event, oh, you might get a bit more XP.
Yeah, I doubt it. They do that. I doubt it. It could do, but I very much doubt it.
Yeah.
Well, remember Tribute Hall came out? Yeah, because you'd have to...
You have to spend Bright Dust at the Tribute Hall because people were getting too much Bright Dust, so they needed to get away to get rid of all of our resources.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, listen, Rahul basically turned into the Tribute Hall basically turned to Rahul, a spider, and then Rahul, because it's like, they just got too many materials, just pump it into the Cryptarch now. Turn it into Glimmer or whatever, like... That's what I'm worried about with this event card. You know what I mean?
Look, you got people out there buying emblems and spending bank on emblems.
Yeah, but that's not Bungie.
People buy what?
That's not Bungie doing that though. That's not intrinsically part of the game.
Yeah, but you got people who just love this shit. I think they are being a little bit distrustful, because I think they are just going, right, we are using this hype of shit that you can't normally get in the game, and then people who love that shit, that love the FOMO of that shit, will just go, all right, like, I want that. Like, I got a guy who comes into my stream whenever I stream. I haven't streamed for a while, and he just goes, oh, I got this emblem.
Yep.
And I was like, oh yeah, how did you get that? I bought it.
Yep.
How much did you pay for that? $500. Like the one that I use, the one that we get for being streamers.
The follow
like
the light one.
Follow the light. Yep. $500.
Wild ass.
I got given one for being in the charity thing the other day. And I can't even find it on my PlayStation. I don't even know where it is. I redeemed it.
Don't know.
Right. That you know the toaster? You know when that toaster that was out? That was $80.
Yeah.
For the toaster.
Yeah.
So people were buying it and then canceling their order, but they already get given. So once you buy stuff, you get the code straight away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then giving it back and goes, oh, I don't want it now.
Pancake wants to know where we draw the line. I think this is where we draw the line on this type of release.
The issue is you're always going to get instances where they want to make extra money. And that's fine. It is a company. At the end of the day, they have people that they have to pay.
Yeah.
Like, I understand what you're saying. The pay to win is not a good look. You can't, don't ever do pay to win. But you get people who love this shit. You get people who love...
I feel like we got a bit snaked as well. And that's sort of a cruel thing to say about Bungie. But the further we get away, the more it feels like. I remember back... What cosmetic was it that they said got us to have the Whisper of the Worm mission? Do you remember? And Outbreak Perfected. They're like, you guys bought these specific gun ornaments, and then that let us make these special missions.
Yeah, yes, I do know, but I do not know.
But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. They paid for the dungeon, like the Whisper of the Worm mission, out of that.
Whisper paid for Outbreak. There you go. Whisper paid for Outbreak. Yeah. Great. So we all sort of went away and went, okay, so if we keep doing that, we're going to get more of these secret missions, right? That's kind of what Bungie said to us. Well, okay, they didn't say that to us in so many words. We read into what they were saying with Whisper paid for Outbreak, and we went, okay, if we keep doing that, we're going to get more cool missions like that. And then we didn't for a long time. Right? And then Hawkman came out, and they're like, it was never confirmed or denied if Hawkman was paid for by an ornament thing or if that's just the way their seasons were going. And then Presage came out. And so we're like, okay, maybe this is just how they're doing seasons now.
Yeah.
Still have never been confirmed if it's connected or not. And then, of course, Vox Obscura has now come out, and that was part of Witch Queen.
Yeah.
So I want a confirmation of, are we still paying for cosmetics to get these secret missions? Or are these secret missions just part of the overall season purchase bundle now? And if that's the case, what happened to us purchasing cosmetics to get more bonus missions? Where's the return on that? It was that ever a thing, or did you just use that to get to more purchases?
But isn't that they doing that with the robots and stuff and the monsters? Like, dinosaurs will pay for robots. Robots will pay for dinosaurs or monsters, whatever the fuck it is. Isn't that, that's the way that's happening? I was under the impression maybe that was happening.
Maybe those are what lead into one into the other.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was under the impression that dinosaurs, you'd have the option of what armor set you wanted. You could purchase that because it was purchasable.
It was silver, yeah.
And that would pay for the next one in line, and then that one would pay for the next one in line, and then so on and so forth.
Yeah, maybe if that's where it's gone to, that's fine. Just tell
us. I'd rather have more missions, though. I'd rather have more missions than like 0 hour and stuff like that. I'd love just a simple, because Vox Obscura is not a jumping puzzle. It is just literally you just bang your fucking way through it.
Yeah, it's everyone's tied. Well, it is tied in the same way that the Presage and the Hawkmoon Harbinger one was, but it doesn't feel on that level.
No
one feels that way, and it's irritating because it's like we just feel like we're going. Presage kind of peaked. I feel like it was so good, and it introduced an entire new mechanic system that's now been used for the Sever missions, which is great. And you know, I'm not against renewing content that's been created to progress. That's just how fucking video games work.
Yep.
But if you're going to set that standard, you need to hit that standard repeatedly, or at least get close to it. Vox Obscura is just like, it just doesn't feel that way. They put the timer on it, and it's like, you just feel like you need to sprint through fucking tanks. Like, you just feel like you're getting rushed to demolish a fucking tank. It feels
it's
off.
More of a battle, isn't it? It's more of a battle through.
But you don't feel like, you remember the Shadowkeep intro mission? That battle? Where you flew in and everyone was there? Where was, like, if Vox Obscura was in that vein, like, you flew into that mission and it was like a fucking war zone?
Yeah.
And it still had the time limit or whatever, like it still had that pressing matter against it, it would have felt so much better. It doesn't have to be in the same way the Presage was, where it was like a thriller mission.
I think you're looking at two different modes there.
Yeah.
Like Vox Obscura feels like a battleground.
Yeah.
It looks like a battleground. So it's not where Presage was a dungeon.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Yeah.
So Vox Obscura is just a battlegrounds to me.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It's a battlegrounds.
It's a hard fucking battleground.
Yeah, it's a battlegrounds with a timer on it. Yeah. That's what feels off. Like, Presage felt so pressing and scary because it's like, I gotta get through all this shit in a certain amount of time. And it's like, I gotta figure out the puzzle. And that kind of made the time feel worse.
Yeah, it was an extended jumping puzzle. That's what it was. It was fun. It was a jumping puzzle mission. I think the issue they got the backlash off that maybe is because people sometimes can't do jumping puzzles. So they can't get what they require, you know?
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I'm always kind of surprised at the different levels of like skill players have. Like, you go on Twitter and it's like, I just soloed the dungeon and it's been out for a day. And I go, what the fuck? How did you do that? And I solo flawless and all this crap. And then I go to same fucking thing and it's like, I can't get through the Sever mission by myself. Can someone come and help me out? And I go, you can't get through the Sever mission by yourself?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not that difficult. I don't understand. But then you get in with them and it's like, they just struggle.
We've always got like a different level of players. It's in everything. You've always got like that different level of players. Look at Butters. He solos Nightfalls.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I wouldn't even be able to take on a champion by myself. But he solos it. Mm. Fine. No worries. But then you get people struggling to jump.
Yeah.
Like, I sat there and I tried with one guy and he was 45 minutes trying to jump up three steps.
Yeah.
And he just fell. Yeah. And I was like, well, you know, mate, you'll get there. And I was trying to shoot him. Turns out that he had his contrast down too low, so he couldn't actually see the next step.
Wow. Okay.
Because I turned my, you know, when they turn around and go, oh yeah, make sure that you get that symbol and that symbol, you can barely see it. Nah, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Put the light up, see everything.
Yeah.
And away you go.
It's a weird...
And it could be just something as easy as turn the brightness up.
Yeah, for sure.
Turn the brightness up, you should get it.
I just had a stupid side tangent in my head of like the brightness thing. Back when I was like 10, I remember playing one of the Prince of Persia games on the PS2. Yep. There was a bit where you go down to the sewers, and I was playing on an old CRT TV, and the blacks were like deep black. You couldn't see shit. And there was no lights in this bit, so I couldn't see what the fuck I was doing. So I basically just had a trial and error, jump through a jumping puzzle, die and repeat until I got through this fucking area.
Yeah.
Like, weird times for sliders.
Yeah. Prince of Persia,
it was the Sands of Time trilogy.
That's the one I was playing as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it could be just simple as like, change the contrast and you'll get a better, like, or...
Yeah.
Like, one person, like, even in the new, the Vow.
Yep.
Because all the walls on that jumping puzzle that kind of come out.
Mm.
Yep. You kind of have to jump out and then back in and stuff. People use the wrong jumps and stuff like that. Like, I've got certain uses of certain jumps that I like burst glide and stuff, because it gives you that momentum to come out and come back in.
Yeah.
But people sometimes use the wrong jumps. Like, Titan jump is very difficult, and then you have to kind of boost yourself up because you're coming out quite hard and stuff. But fuck, I don't know. I do not know.
Yeah,
but yes, it is.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because when we first come out to do this, the 0 hour mission, you could do the open and close your No, it was not. It wasn't the fire team. You could open and close your fucking, where all your equipment is.
Oh, inventory. Yeah.
So when we first done it, you'd open and close and you'd just be sitting there. So three people would run off and nothing would start, and you just open and close your inventory.
Oh.
And you're like, are you there yet, guys? And they're like, yeah, we're almost there. And you open and close, and you'd be there for about 15, 20 minutes, like really like struggling. And then, all right, we had the boss. All right, cool. All right, awesome. All right, we'd almost, the boss is halfway. And then you go, all right, no worries. And then you just fly in and you'd only be at the start.
Yeah.
And then they kill the boss and you all get the outbreak perfected.
God.
Yeah. cheese. And then it was like, yeah, and then that was the original cheese, and they kind of, I think they stopped it in the end.
Yeah.
And then it was just, in the end, I done it so much because I loved it. I could solo it.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to run ahead and get everything done.
Yeah.
And then you just run through everything, do the wall, do all that sort of stuff. And then you're like, oh, where are you guys? Oh, I can't get past the wall. I can't get past the fucking the pipe jump shit on the wall. You're like, oh, fuck.
I miss those.
I do. I liked Presage, though. I really like Presage because that was good.
Yeah, it's a shame looking back at Presage, not Presage. Well, yes, Presage, but Whisper of the Worm and Zero Hour, and going, man, we just haven't had something that good since. Like, I know Presage was sort of beloved, but because it was just an unlocked mission, it didn't feel quite as unique or exciting or like community driven. You know, I remember how like Zero Hour, you had to crack that fucking code. Like, yeah. It was a community thing. Like, we cracked the code and we got the coordinates, and then it was on the farm and whatever Mithrax was hiding underneath. And then even Whisper of the Worm was just, there's a public event, but it's different.
Oh, that was a fucking nightmare.
You know what I mean?
Well, you have to wait for that guy to turn up in Nessus and 40 guys to be there. Not 40, because you're going to only fit 9 in an instance.
Yeah. And but, like trying to get it to that. Yeah. And it was only available on the weekends. And it was like, it was so specific.
Because we had, how we did it. So we had three people.
On IO.
We had three people in chat.
Yeah.
Okay. One person was in a different like server in IO.
Mm.
And so we're all just there, all three of us were just in this in IO. And then we would, you know, it's you guys, it's you. Mm. And then everybody would fly in. But then people would fly in and take longer to fly in because the internet was shit. I was like, I'm jumping in. And then you jump in.
Oh,
and
yeah, sure. You're
like, ah, fuck, I have to fly back out.
Yeah.
And so that's how we done it. But like, 4 hours I waited for that guy at one time.
Metal East just reminded me that to get into Presage, you had to find that signal in the strike, the arms shell strike.
Yeah, you had to kind of go right, didn't you, as you entered on that.
Well, it was, yeah, it was that door that had never been open before. It was now open. And like, yeah. But even then, like you found the strike, you found the signal, and you just went and spoke to the Zavala. Like, yeah, it was all laid out for you. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I think what made Zero Hour and Whisper of the Worm that little bit more unique was the community-driven stuff. And then even the Corridors of Time stuff and, like, getting the signal, the symbols, and then putting it up on that website. And
yeah.
Maybe it's just I'm missing community events on that scale.
But that would be, like, that's not, like, 10 minutes work. That's, like...
No, that's fine. That's right. But
that's what they... Oh, yeah. Bastion.
Yeah. The Bastion stupid. Ordeal. Yeah. Yeah. That definitely put a damper on it.
Yeah. Well, you just get it anyway.
Yeah. You knew what was coming, you know?
But that's why I think they've stopped doing that, the roadmap now, is because, like, people are like, oh, yeah, well, this didn't happen. Oh, where's this then? Like, well, it's coming, but, like, it's coming later on.
It sort of, like, really went right back with their revealing stuff. Like, we didn't get a trailer for this season until the day it dropped. And even then...
I like that, though.
It leaked early because of the China PlayStation, like, released it early because fucking time zones.
Yeah.
Like...
But I like that, though. I like not knowing. I wish I never saw any of the Witch Queen shit. Like... Why did they drop Witch Queen 6 months prior to the fucking shit dropping?
It was so early, wasn't it? Looking back on that now, it was so long.
Like, it doesn't need to be there.
Man, that was a long, long build-up. And it was like... Yeah, maybe that kind of... Well, I say that, but like, we get trailers for games like 10 years in advance these days.
But it doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be there, though. That's the problem. It doesn't need to be... Like, it didn't need to be 6 months. It could have been, like, we knew what the fuck was going on. We knew Savathun wasn't going to die prior to the fucking end of the next season.
Yeah.
We knew shit was going to happen. We knew she was going to get the light. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You just wrecked the end of the season because we know the end of the season is going to be a fucking dud now.
Yeah, the end of the season is, we know what it is already before we can even do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should have hidden the light hive. Yeah. Should have hidden that whole aspect.
You should have hidden everything. They should have just turned around and gone, look, guys, we are not going to release a thing. I understand what they did. They wanted this big hype thing. But it just...
Long hype.
It's just long hype. And like, Bungie are great on the hype train. They are fantastic on the hype train. But you're like, well...
On the opposite side, remember the 30th anniversary reveal? Because that was when that Witch Queen... You know how they did that like proper reveal trailer where they do the sit down and everyone's in the chairs and they do their talking and everything. And then they're like, and here's the 30th anniversary that we've spoken nothing about. And it comes out like 2 weeks. And it's like, you get a new dungeon. You get a new event. You get Gjallarhorn, and it's like, in 2 weeks' time, I get to fucking play that.
Like, yeah. But that's what the thing is. You're hyping. Like, they were saying, well, this part of this mission is the first play through. And you're like, oh, that's cool. Mm. Like, okay, well, you kind of fucking wrecked it for me now because we know there's going to be light fucking guy, light hive. Like,
yeah. They should have just, like, cut that there and been like, if they didn't reveal the story beats, like we go to Sabathun as rocked up for some reason, we go to her throne world, that's fine. You need to tell players what they're going to be playing. You're on a throne world. We haven't gone back to that ship, by the way. That ring ship. Sabathun's ship that we fucking enter to get into her throne world.
Well, you are, because that's what they just teleported you to the Sabathun's world. That's the ring ship.
Yeah, I know, but it feels like there should be more something done there. Like, that feels like that should be more important than it is, because it's just floating on Mars at the moment. I understand that's an entry point, but...
The issue you got, they Stephen King'd it, didn't they? They Stephen King'd the end, because they just... They tend to go, yeah, but Aramis is frozen. Da-da! And they walk away. Nothing is said.
Yeah.
Nothing has happened. Man. Fallen, no... Aramis is, like, in the real world, Fallen, no, Aramis is right there. So what are they going to do? Just bring some heat and fucking thaw the bitch out. Like,
it's a bit.
Like, endings are not great because they want to leave it open just in case, right,
it's
Oryx is coming back.
Yeah, I know.
I want to see stuff from Lightfall now. Nah, fuck it. Leave Lightfall where the Lightfall is. I don't want to see nothing from Lightfall until fucking January.
Yeah, if it's a February release for Lightfall now, isn't it?
At the moment. I want to know nothing until January.
I don't want to know nothing until fucking February. Obviously, like, I'm going to know stuff because
I want hype for the next season. I want hype. I want them to fucking.
I don't want to. I want to do the exact same that they did this season for next season. We know this season was a bit different to next season because we were like, is it going to be Solar? Is it going to be Ark? What's the story going to be? All right, we got Kallus and Leviathan's back, and then it's Nightmarified when we've got all the reveals and stuff.
Yeah.
Next season, I don't think has as much mystery as to what we're going to get, because it's like, okay, we know we're getting Arc 3.0, so that's taken away.
Yeah.
And that's like, depending on how this story beat ends, whatever happens with doesn't really matter how this story beat ends, because the seasons never link into one another.
Okay. Yeah.
Risen did not lead into this. Risen felt like it was a side story from Witch Queen. But Witch Queen does not feel like it's tied to Season of the Haunted in any way. Besides the fact that Kallus is a disciple for the Witness. That's like the only thing.
Yep. Stasis 3.0.
That's what Stasis just... Anyway. It's like... So fucking the next season story can be whatever the hell they want. We could get another incursion in the city or some shit. Like, we'll have to wait and see.
I want consequences. I know I've said this before. I want consequences.
I know, so have I.
I want consequences of certain things.
I want a betrayal. I want someone to turn around and, like, fuck us. Like, and someone important that we wouldn't... I want Zavala, just for example. I want Zavala to not actually feel like he's rectified with his nightmare, and that drove him to beyond his sanity point, and he turns on us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want Kallus to win somehow.
Because what's going to happen is once this season ends, everything's just going to go back to normal, and then the new season's going to start. You're not going to get any anything extra. Like, I want ramifications. So when
Cyrus wants to know your location.
Bro, Cyrus wants to know your location.
Comatose villain waiting to wake up, number three.
Well, I want... So the season where the Fallen come into the city and we had all the lore about this, the season of the Splicer, and we had the lore on them rioting.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they finished, they're like, oh yeah, we're all good now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, just for like a weird fucking days.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, we're rioting because of the Endless Night, because of what the Guardians brought on, and then they bring the Elixir into here, and it's like, it felt like a season that had so many fingers pointed in so many fucking directions. It was odd.
So, why didn't they go... Why didn't they turn and have riots at the doorstep? Why didn't we have more repercussions for leaving the Fallen? Because at the end of the day, we went... Guardians up on their tower went, fall on you now, guys.
Mm.
And every other citizen was like, well, what do you mean? They've killed, they've eaten our babies for the last, like, 400 years or however much it was.
What would have, like, properly rectified that season for me is that final... What was that event called? Where the Vex portal appears in the center and then you, like, dive into their network?
The splice the thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If that event happened in the actual city and not in the Elixir quarters... But the Elixir rock up in that cutscene where we got all the supers and everything, all the gut. If the Elixir rocked up and helped the people of the city in that moment, it would have felt like it tied it off in a lot better of a way. Instead of the Elixir got attacked in their bit of the city that's kind of outside the city walls, and we went and helped them, and then everyone's like, oh, they're cool.
Override.
Thank you.
Override. Oh, I thought I said over you, son. That would be fucking cool. You didn't even have to be the same tower. You could have just flown into the mission and just used it at the tower.
I think it needs to be in the city. I think it needs
to be... No, but it didn't have to be...
Well, anyway,
it didn't have to be the main city. It could have just been an overlap of the original city, and it's an instant that you fly in.
Yeah,
exactly. That would have been fucking great. And they were like, yay, the Fallen come to help us, yay. Yeah,
like just...
Instead of us going to fight the Fallen. Because what does that prove? Yeah, we pull the Fallen out again. Yeah.
We pulled the Fallen out of another shitty situation that we kind of caused.
Yeah.
Like, this is my issue. Like, everyone goes, man, I fucking love the way Bungie does their storytelling. And then in 3 months' time, they go, oh, hang on, wait a minute. Now that I actually think about it.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, I'm pretty sure it was Skill Up and his review of Witch Queen. He did like a month after release and he went, listen, guys, it's not as good as you're all fucking picturing it to be. And everyone sort of stepped back and went, shit, he's right. It's not as good as we thought.
Look, for the first playthrough of Witch Queen, I liked. Don't get me wrong. I liked it. Like, it was big. And then I went back to do it again. I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, exactly right. There's no replayability, right? You get all of the exciting story beats out of it. But all of the exciting story beats were already story beats that we knew about, except for when the witness was like, I'm the one that did everything. And then that irritated me. But that's neither here nor there. We didn't really get anything out of Witch Queen in the end. We got a reiteration of what Sabathun's story was to tell all the new players who never played Destiny 1 or never read Grimoire who Sabathun was, who Oryx was.
Yeah.
And the sisters, and a bit of Zeevor Wrath, who... I hope next season is Zeevor Wrath. I really do.
It doesn't seem...
We need that.
It doesn't seem like it could be anything else because we haven't got anybody.
Mm. Well, we say that and then they could just say, look, the pyramid on Europa's awakened. Rota 2. The recrotering. Well, okay, next season's the reprised raid and it's more than likely King's Fall. So I'm thinking to tie it in with King's Fall, they do a Zeevor Wrath season. I'm not expecting a new zone. I wasn't expecting Leviathan to come back. I don't think they'll bring another new zone in when they're trying to say we're trying to reduce content size.
Maybe they're going to extend. I'd allow them to extend. Oh, that's what I did. Sorry. So, no, I didn't. No, don't worry about it. I just fucking remember now. Don't worry about it. What I'd like them is to open up open up Leviathan, open up a little bit more, and a little bit more, and use that as the zone.
Yeah.
See what happens
with the the last two Sever missions, and then post solstice when we get to our last week of story that wraps up the season. We'll see what happens there.
Well, I think the next season could be like Pancake's point, though. I don't doubt it'll be a Sever mission, but I think it's gonna be a Rasputin thing. Yeah. I think it's gonna be tied to Rasputin. Mm. And he's gonna be it.
You know how on the helm we get the three areas per season?
Yep.
Do you reckon that's where like the queen is down on the right hand side? Maybe that's
no. He's in Rasputin's in Europa.
Yeah, but like
so Rasputin.
Queen's on the reef. Like
so what's? Oh yeah, like I understand what you're saying now through the portal.
Yeah.
So the way the lore reads, I can't remember who I got this off. Is that Rasputin has hidden bunkers of. What's the fucking guy? What was his son? I can't.
Felwinter.
Mm-hmm. So he's actually dropped either Felwinters, as in the robotic body mm-hmm. of Felwinters, in secret hideouts in around the galaxy. And I think it's going to be the fact that they can't put him in a normal exo body. And they have to go and find one of these Felwinter's exo bodies and then put him into that.
Okay. We should really end on this. Fuck, they better do a Felwinter season next or explain somehow. Felwinter is a guardian. Was a guardian.
No.
Felwinter was a guardian.
Well, yeah, okay, fine. I'll give you that.
If Rasputin was to put his consciousness into a new body, no, that wouldn't make him Felwinter again, and his guardian wouldn't come back. His ghost is dead. Well, we don't really know what happened to his ghost, because it got Sivified, I guess.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. What happens when Rasputin gets put into a body and he gains access to Siva again? Can he make himself a Siva guardian?
That's the problem. They say, because they, if you read the lore... they actually turned around and said he's not up. They've only got a certain percentage of him in the engram. And so I would imagine they turn around and go, right then, you have to possibly get a body for Rasputin. Then you will put the engram, Rasputin, into the engram, and then you will need to re-link all his neural synapses back into the WarSat thing. And then that will be our card against, like... put it into Infinity Wars as Private Pancake, you know, goes, that's going to be Captain Marvel.
All right. Oh, okay. I doubt this is the case. I think the body that we can put him in, the only one that we can put him in is the Felwinter body, original Felwinter body. So I think that's, if they were to do that season as a story beat, right? It'll be, we have to go back to that Siva bunker, reconnect him to Siva to get him to... be able to recontrol it to release those Iron Lords, or at least the Felwinter Iron Lord body, yeah, and return to its original state, and then put his consciousness into that body. I don't think an AI body could handle his AI capacity unless it was that one, because of Siva.
Well, that's the thing. So we know Elsie Bray has... Anna Bray. So no, Elsie Bray is the one with the, it was the exo already.
So yes.
So she has the Ferrari of exo bodies. That it's like, it doesn't, it's not like normal exo bodies.
Yeah, we know.
She's the Lamborghini. So, and we know there's one of them, and that's her. All the others are just normal exo bodies. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, and Banshee. Yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose, yeah. So we know... there isn't another exo body that he can go into, and that's where it's going to come. It's going to be either, like you said, it's going to be the Felwinter, the actual Felwinter body, or it's going to be another one that it's in a bunker. Like, it's like a sweeper bot. There's like fucking sweeper bots of these fucking Felwinter's bodies just chilling out there. But it'd be a good tie-in. It'd be a good tie-in to Siva and bring Siva back. Because at the moment, see, we are... like Pancake said, we are ramping up for Lightfall. We're ramping up for Final Ship. So we've got all the people on, behind us now, and we're going to get all the people behind the witness, and we're just going to go poof, bring in. So we have us, Fallen, Cabal.
Yes.
Three of us.
Yes.
I doubt that we're going to have Vex. I very much doubt we're going to have Vex because they're not an entity. But we may.
They're not actually like a fighting wars race. They're just, if you're in the way, they need to get rid of you.
Yeah.
It's a bit different. But yeah.
But then, so then the witness has got theirs now. So you've got the witness. You've got the Scorn. You've got Zivu of Wrath. And you've got Kallus, which is basically part of the Scorn type of thing, I would imagine. So you've got these people on that side. So we're going to amass our side, and they're going to amass their side, and then we're just going to come in a big fucking lump in the middle.
And it'll be an amazing cutscene, and then we go and fight solo.
Yeah, but, oh man, I'm just like trying to... I've sort of got a theory wrapped up in my head now on how Thelwinter became a guardian in the first place, because like there's that whole lore bit of he gets resurrected and the guardian, the ghost is like, don't talk, we need to run, your name's Thelwinter, and Thelwinter's like, but I always remember my name, why can't I remember my name this time, something feels different, and the ghost is like, don't worry about it, you're Thelwinter this time, just deal with it, we gotta go, whole thing. So it's like, was that, did, because we know there's multiple Thelwinter bodies, did Rasputin just jump through different Rasputin bodies depending on where it needed to be at the time? And if that's the case, is Rasputin AI technically the guardian that like can be resurrected?
Or it doesn't explain how. It doesn't explain how this.
That's what I mean. Like this whole picking of the guardians or the light bearers thing is so fucking frustrating.
Would it be though that the guardian senses power? So that one where they find like who's the higher Halo guy, whatever his fucking name is, Master Chief. Yep. They find him and they find him dead, and he's like this super powerful guy. And so the ghost is like, "Ooh, superpower, cool." Mm. And then he turned around and refused, as in it's just like a Easter egg. Do you reckon they saw Rasputin in Thelwinter? The guardian, the ghost gone, oh wow, he is super powerful because we know he's a fucking...
Yes, yeah.
He's a Warsat AI. I'm going to make him into a guardian, and basically wiped his brain because he made him a guardian. And that's what happens when guardians, you wipe, you get, as soon as you get made a guardian, other than certain ones, you can wipe your brain, bang, you're a fucking guardian. There you trot.
That's what I mean, like... Oh, it's so hard to say. Because Rasputin is a Braytek creation. So...
He's not a Braytek creation.
Yeah, he is.
He's not?
Yeah. Rasputin's from Braytek, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but
Who's he from then?
He was the AI that was made on the first mission. He just rewrote himself. Made him bigger and bigger and bigger.
Was that ever confirmed? Or did they just say that? But they...
I'm confirming it. That's fucking happened.
Yeah.
But that's where I was under the impression that there was AI was coming from, that AI was coming from.
Possibly. It's so fucking difficult to say, because like Rasputin is a retcon upon a retcon upon a retcon, with like originally the AIs across the fucking galaxy were different ones, like Rasputin and Charlemagne and all of that were different pieces, and then Warmind came out and they're like, no, it was always Rasputin, but he had submines upon submines upon submines. Like, Thelwinter was down that line. So it's
in
like.
In my world, it's the same fucker.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, isn't it? So hard to fucking say.
But whatever it is, I think that is going to come out. They kind of have this thing where they go, oh, Rasputin is in an engram, we need to get him out. And they've hinted at it. So I think it's going to happen. Mm. Whether it's this next season or it's the following season, I'm not too sure. But it's going to have to happen. Because he has to. They're going to tie him in, and it has to be this season. No, it doesn't. It'll have to be next. It could be possibly next season. Because we're not going to fight the Witness next season. We were going to be fighting, I would imagine we're going to fight in Zeebo Wrath next season. Get rid of her. And then light, then final shape will be the Witness. So it'll have to be either the end of this season or it's going to be tied into the next three seasons. Square. The final shape is going to be a square. Well, the final shape is going to be the end, I think. The final shape is going to be the end where they just turn around and go bang. But not Destiny 3. But just
yeah, but what's Destiny. The story? What is the story of the final shape going to be? And it's, I don't
Fuck,
think
man,
we don't.
It's too fucking far to fucking guess.
Yeah, I don't think we have all the puzzle pieces in front of us to put that together yet.
I think it's going to be the destroying of the galaxy as we know it, and the ability to for us to go out of our solar system. Yeah,
that'll be post final shape,
and it's going to be introduction of another enemy, and it's going to be us fighting against the enemy, and they're going to be the pyramid ships, but they're going to wreck. They're going to destroy.
Here's what's going to happen. Calling it right now. All right.
Right. I'll call in. I'll tell you mine.
Go for it.
All right. Go.
All right. Ready. Final shape ends. Black screen, and then Star Wars pops up, and floating text goes through the system, and that's our new powers: is Force abilities and lightsabers, and that's everything we have to deal with. No more light abilities. Now it's all the Skywalker saga in Destiny.
Right.
That's what we do.
I think. There's going to be that law where dead orbit where we're all just trying to find a new place to live because the Witness is going to take over.
Dwayne Johnson rocks up.
Yeah, and fucking Don Toretti, whatever.
His yeah, Dominic Toretto. Fucking.
What's going to happen is, what I reckon is going to happen is going to be us trying to find a new solar system because the other solar system's overrun.
And then we get Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah, possibly.
And then, yeah, we go to the Andromeda system because that's the closest solar system.
Oh, sec. We could be chasing... New solar system turns into Fortnite. Fucking Fortnite sucks ass, man. We could be chasing the Traveler. That's a good idea, chasing the Traveler.
I don't think the Traveler and the Witness... exist after the final shape because they have said that the final shape is the end of the light and dark saga. So yeah,
they class in us as the light and the hive as the dark.
No, we are vessels for it. The Traveler and the dark and the Witness have always been the light and the darkness. Beyond that is the Gardener and the Winnower. That whole story will end with final shape.
Man. I think it'll be us as the instrument of the Traveler, class as light. And the Hive, the instrument of the darkness, classes.
But the Hive have the light.
Come on.
But it does.
They still the instrument of the darkness. They still kind of the instrument.
Sabathun doesn't serve the darkness anymore.
Well, fucking Zeebo Wrath does though.
But she doesn't have the light. But the Hive.
She has the darkness.
Yeah, yeah. But the Hive also have the light through Sabathun.
Yeah, all right. Let's get away from the Zeebo Wrath. The fucking Sabathun.
But it's
not a thing. Don't. Sabathun, what I reckon is Sabathun may come back and then she may come up on our side and it'll be like Kyatle with her fucking
yeah.
with her cabal and then we'll have Kallus with his cabal.
360
what I reckon it's going to be is the end of the light and dark thing is going to be Zeebo Wrath and that's going to be the end of it and so more than likely it's going to be pushed out.
Zeebo Wrath I don't think is like powerful enough to be the final villain?
Well, she should be.
Well,
she should be the more powerful.
No, the
because
Witness
there's
is
war.
Way, the Witness is way more powerful than her.
Yeah, but she out of the sisters.
Yeah.
Out of the sisters, she should be the most powerful.
Yeah, she's the most powerful. Well.
Because they'd always fight in war, so the tributes always go into her.
Well, yes, but then Sabathun always beat her because even though they were fighting a war, there was also a trickery at play that fed off of her war, so Sabathun got more powerful, and then Oryxus was just about... He was the navigator or something like that. So he always had to discover. So him just conquering across the system was always him getting more powerful.
It doesn't make a fucking difference because you have to conquer. You have to fight a war to conquer.
Just because there's a war doesn't mean that's automatically getting fed back to Zeevor Wrath.
That's how her brood
causing war fed back to her. That's how it works. It's not just I punch on with someone and then she fucking gets buff.
Yeah, like I think that's what it should be. Zeevor Wrath buff.
The final boss of them all is Tanix.
Yeah, it'll be like Tanix with fucking five.
Tanix perfected.
Five engines. Five engines, Tanix.
It's four ball strat. Everything is four ball. Yeah, the final witness battle is a four ball strat. Everything's done.
Yeah, the final thing is Tanix with five engines, but it's only four balls.
You shoot the witness in the face and he drops a ghost skull thing and you have to dunk that into something.
He's dunking it at the top of his fucking floaty fucking head. You have to
dunk it on his head. You gotta put the smoke out.
Yeah. Just fucking piss on him and stuff like that.
Do you think the Traveler has a physical form like the Witness?
No.
No?
I think he's a fucking engine.
You reckon?
Yeah. I think he's just like, they say in the Great Machine, I think he's just a very, very large supercomputer engine. That's what I think he is. I think we literally all, the Traveler in the Darkness, the original Traveler in the Darkness Winnower and thing is just a massive supercomputer engine.
And then Keanu Reeves comes in and he's like, I could see the Matrix.
Yeah. Did you turn into the Matrix?
Yeah.
That's what I think it is. That's what I think it is. It's just they are basically supercomputer engines that have designed life. That's all I think it is.
That's interesting. But then who designed the supercomputer engines?
Well, it's the same thing. Who designed fucking God? Like, well, Big Bang shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where did the original atoms come to? Yeah.
Yeah, and all that sort of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. We've been talking bollocks. we can actually talk bollocks fairly well now. We've been doing this for... What episode are we on now?
I don't know. We're getting close to 100, so we're going to have to do something special.
The answer is Tanix. All right.
The answer is always Tanix.
What are we? Where are we?
81, I think this is. Or 82.
82. Mm. No. I don't know actually. 81. Yeah, 81.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we
Matthew Psalm 522.
Matthew Psalms 522. Fucking hell.
And he rose from the rubble with four engines and a four. So,
yeah. It was 52 weeks in a year.
RGP rap battle for episode 100.
So we 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah.
And so we'd have to, so 1 year is obviously 104.
What?
2 years is 104, I should
say. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, we'll probably hit 100 by the end of the year.
Right. I think we need to do cosplay.
Cosplay. I'm already doing the Private Pancake cosplay of wearing an hoodie. Use Private Pancake at checkout.
Did you get a conversation back off those sponsors? Because I fucking didn't.
No, I didn't. I didn't press them. But Pancake did, and he's now partnered. He's got a code with Udi. I'm going to use it.
Nice.
Yeah, did well.
Yeah, I got a sponsorship too. Well done, Pancake. Well done.
Shout out to Pancake.
Yeah.
One of the worst D&D players I've ever come across.
Fucking hell, man. That's been fucking a bit hard.
Fuck him. He's got an Udi sponsorship.
All right. Let's close this shit down.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to follow us, you can follow us here at twitch.tv/exhibitamedia or on our socials, to search Exhibit A Media and you will find us. If you want to follow us privately, you can follow Twitch Sevs. At twitch.tv/sevs58 or on his social sevs58. Or you can follow me at twitch.tv/agnikai_gold or on social as agnikai_gold. Been a lot of fun doing this. 100 episodes is coming up soon. We'll figure something out.
Yeah. Peace. We'll figure something out. All right.
We love you.
See you later, guys.
Bye.